letting breath hiss through his teeth sometimes to show he's still living. Grey hairs curl on his white chest, but the hair on his head is shaved with some grey fuzz showing like his head's out of focus. His head's a skull, and the skull's grinning. He's wearing round steel spectacles and boots on his feet. He waves an axe in the air. The muscle flexes in his right arm. His muscles are fine, but they don't suit him. He thinks he's lean and fit, but he's sick. The muscles don't impress me. I think of them as tumors. He's about to chop down our apple tree. Dad made money in lumber. He worked in the timber industry before trees were protected and they still grew. A state squad inspector came and drew the white cross on our tree's trunk. It's officially dead. Dad can chop it down. He's got a chainsaw, but he's saving all his fuel for some big gig. So he raises his old axe. It's his big moment. The last strike of the lumberman. And he wants it caught on film. Well, fuck him. Fuck that. I turn the camera away. This isn't his film. It's mine. I pan the garden. It was still a garden in the film, not the man-trap Dad's been making of it since. Everything's dead. Mum stood by the fence once, long ago, and said the other man's grass is always greener.